From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. North Korea launches rocket. North Korea launched a long-range rocket today, carrying what it said is a satellite, in defiance of U.N. sanctions barring it from using ballistic missile technology. The rocket headed on a southward trajectory, passing over Japan's southern Okinawa Islands. South Korea and the U.S. have decided to begin discussions about deploying a U.S. missile system to South Korea. The comment was made today by a South Korean Defense Ministry official in a joint news conference with Thomas Vandal, commander of the 8th U.S. Army base in South Korea.
It is time to move forward on this issue. We look forward to close consultation and coordination on that, as well as dealing with the threats to peace and stability.
The U.N. Security Council will meet to discuss the North Korean rocket launch at the request of the United States, Japan, and South Korea. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan are clawing through vast amounts of wreckage, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan on the island's southwest coast. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 24 people and injured more than 500 others in Tainan. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building that collapsed. Officials say they will investigate whether there were any building code construction violations. Two other partially collapsed buildings were left tilting sharply away from their foundations, with their lower floors crumpled under tons of concrete and steel. At least 250 people are believed to have been inside their apartments at the time the earthquake hit, and authorities said today that more than 120 of those residents are thought still trapped. This is VOA News.